Yesterday, we reported on how apprenticeship programs are trying to reverse a shortage of healthcare workers in the state. In the construction trades, the apprentice model is still a key way for younger workers to learn skills. But as NHBR contributor Cheryl Rich Kern reports, it's becoming harder to convince those younger workers in New Hampshire that construction is a field worth pursuing.
4x4s are going to be this loft area over the kitchen, and they're going to be coming up.
In Matt Summers' class at Alvern High in Hudson, students don't need desks or laptops. Instead, in a cavernous room, teenagers strap on tool belts, climb scaffolds, and carry nail guns. Senior Brian Covey feeds lumber into a table saw.
Lately, we've been just working on the walls and putting all the sheathing and plywood up. We finished all
Covey points to a
yesterday.
Large wooden box jacked up on a trailer with cutouts for windows.
I'm just excited to do the whole project. It's a fun project. We'll actually get to do some interior for like a house.
But this isn't a typical house. It looks more like a mini cottage with all the digs anyone needs to live in year round, compressed into 400 square feet.
What's nice with this tiny house project that we're doing.
This is instructor Matt Summers.
At least get introduced to all the different aspects of construction, even wiring and plumbing, and so have the basic knowledge to be able to work for a framer. I'm hoping with the tiny house it'll show more finished work, and then when they start working for someone, at least they'll have an edge up.
Summers' class is part of a pilot program the New Hampshire home builders are supporting to beef up a shrinking workforce. By working on these tiny houses, students pick up the kind of know-how that comes in handy on a real construction site. And for students like Colin Brennan, it's a chance to gain some skills without the hefty tuition bill.
I don't want to be in debt, so if I could save up money to go to college, it would help out a lot more than being $10,000, $20,000 in debt, which I don't want.
In trades like construction, this sort of on-the-job training is invaluable. Robert Lerman is with the Urban Institute in Washington. He says apprenticeships combine experience with academics. The problem is, they aren't that widely available.
Oddly enough, although we think of the United States as having a major role for apprenticeship in construction, but it's not something that most small and medium construction firms do at the moment.
And in New Hampshire, these kinds of opportunities are on the decline. While the community college system recently received more than $1 million from Washington to boost apprenticeship programs, none were earmarked for construction. And this fall, Manchester Community College closed its building trades program after 70 years. There simply weren't enough students. John Stabile is a longtime developer in Nashua. He remembers when his company built a house a year with students.
But with the recessions and cutbacks at the school level, that stopped probably 7 or 8 years ago. We lost a ton of skilled help, and we're having a real tough time getting people to come into the industry.
Stabile says kids now seem to gravitate more towards high tech and manufacturing. But Chris Lorden sees another reason for the lack of interest. Lorden is a general contractor in Auburn. He says guidance counselors push students away from careers they perceive as low level, like construction.
You know, it's hard work, but you know what? It's satisfying. It's like being an artist. You know what I mean? You work with your hands, you get to see the end results. I never went to college. I started from ground up. I worked out in the field. I ran million-dollar projects, and I made a good living.
But now Lorden's business is hitting a roadblock.
A lot of the younger generations aren't going into the trades anymore. It's just harder to find people that are qualified and willing to do the work.
Lorden hopes a tiny house project like the one at Alvern High will open more eyes to the construction field.
What the process of gluing is you glue all
the Back in Mr. Summers' class, Colin Brennan puts the finishing touches on a wall.
And we're starting to putting the second half floor up and the roof up.
Brennan and other students at four high schools will showcase their tiny houses at the New Hampshire Home Show in March. From there, they hope to graduate to building bigger homes and earning decent paychecks. For NHBR News, this is Cheryl Rich Kern.